Protovangelion not only makes a strong case for Mary's own immaculate conception and birth, it also reinforces the idea of Mary's virginal conception of Jesus.
Mary becomes pregnant, and Joseph is scandalized, and of course, it's the virginal conception of Jesus that we know of from the canonical Gospels. In this story, there is a woman, whose name happens to be Salome, who has to check things out. So, pardon me, but she actually sticks her finger in Mary to make sure she really is a virgin. And so that's established, and Joseph is relieved, and Jesus is born.